سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, we are sitting in the house of Allah and we are discussing ayat number 20 from Surah Kahf. Few weeks we are discussing this surah just to recap the past ayats of the Quran. There was an oppressive ruler that was not allowing the Muslims to practice Islam correctly and properly. He was inviting to things other than Allah, and the Muslim worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Especially idol worshipping Muslim do not prostrate or make sajda to any idol. To protect the iman and to protect themselves from the oppression of the king, they left the town and they took refuge in a cave. And they turned to amal and turned to dua, and Allah accepted the dua. And Allah Ta'ala made them sleep for many, many years. And Allah protected them in the cave in different ways. Where the sun used to rise, when the sun used to set, the rays of the sun Allah commanded not to fall on these people of the cave. Similarly, when they were sleeping, Allah ordered their body to turn from side to side, for them not to get any muscular pains or not to get any rash, etc. And Allah Ta'ala also made them sleep with the eyes open and with the dog at the entrance of the cave. Now, when the people walk past, one is they seeing the dog, they get frightened, and they see the people are sleeping but the eyes are away open. They are awake, they can come and attack us, we can't harm them. So this was a description which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the people of the cave sleep for many, many years. Now when they got up, they wanted food, and they spoke among themselves, how many years did we live? Some said just a day, but Allah made them sleep for plus minus 309 years. That also there's an explanation by the ulama. Now today, verse number 20 in Surah Kahf, Allah speaks about, surely if they become aware of your presence, they will certainly stone you, return you to their deen, the false, incorrect religion. Besides Islam, there is no other religion. After which you shall never again be successful. Now, even when they got up and they sent somebody to buy the food, so do it secretly and quietly and politely. And if they come to know who you are, then the non-Muslim could harm you or kill you or whatever. From this, we learned one lesson, that we tie our camel and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever little in our means security measures we can take, we can take. If we feel that we cannot practice our Islam correctly in a particular town, there's lots of obstacles, different types of obstacles, then you can go to another town. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not put a responsibility on a person which they cannot bear. One is few ulama or few musallis of the masjid get together and they make an effort to educate the people on the wrong that they are doing. And we have a good imam who explains the various commands of Allah and the teachings of Rasulullah to the congregation on various public platforms. One is the Jummah platform. During the course of the week, after any Faraz Salah, many masjid after the Fajr Salah, the imam have a Quran tafsir lesson, etc. We have the afternoon maktab madrasas for our children and other good program they have to educate the community. Should they all take part. Now, one is, we must never be complacent that our iman is made and we got the ticket of Jannat in our hand. We need to be worried about our iman throughout our life, and we must make that extra effort to practice Islam. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those that sacrifice in the path of Allah open pathways of hidayat. And different types of good actions we do daily, we are making sacrifice for deen. Coming for the five Faraz Salah to the masjid, each step we take, we get the reward, a sin is forgiven. We're going to work to earn our halal rozi, intention earning your halal rozi, Allah will reward us. Our respected ulama kiram and ustads and apas of the afternoon maktab madrasas, of the his classes, of the darul ulums, 6, 7, 8 hours of the day they are sacrificing. The students from all over come there. And this sacrifice also Allah really appreciated. And people are benefit. Now the best people who have good iman are the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, had Umar radiyallahu anhu, had Uthman radiyallahu anhu, had Ali radiyallahu anhu. And during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a famous Sahabi by the name of Hazrat Hanzala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Despite him being regular with his salah and other commands of Allah Ta'ala, but he always felt the guilt of hypocrisy in his heart. There's an incident here. Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas in this eliminating discourses of the Quran. The Urdu is done by Manana Ashik Ilahi Rahmatullah Alayh. And the English translation Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh. And he brought this incident for us as a lesson. How the people of Ashabi Kahf, they sacrificed and they were concerned of protecting the iman. They never just give in to the oppressive ruler. Whatever it was in their mean, they tried. Now let's read the incident of Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Hanzala has become a munafiq hypocrite. When Nabi Sallam asked him the reason for the statement, he said that when he was in the company of Rasulullah Sallam and heard of Jannah and Jahannam, these actually seemed to appear before them. However, he said when he left the noble presence of Rasulullah Sallam and engaged in play and frolic with their families and children, he seemed to forget the words and the advices of Rasulullah Sallam, and he felt there's a deficiency in his iman and concern for akhirat and for life after that, becoming forgetful and neglectful. Rasulullah replied, by the being in whose control my life is, if you could perpetually maintain the frame of mind you have when you are with me, the angels would shake your hands while you are in the beds and while you walk. But O Hanzala, this is rare. The condition in which you are when in my company, just as Hanzala thought that he had turned munafiq, the people of the cave thought that they would become kuffar if they spoke words of kufr. So, under certain circumstances, the ulama have given example that if somebody put a gun to your head or a sword to your throat, and they tell you, you say you leave Islam or you say some words of kufr, to protect your life at that juncture, you can just say something, but immediately after that, recite La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah a few times, Qul huwallahu ahad in your mind. May Allah protect us from oppressive rulers. Let's do a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iza duyi'atil amanatu, فانتظر الساعة. قال كيف إضاعتها؟ قال إذا وسد الأمر إلى غير أهله فانتظر الساعة. رواه البخاري. Our beloved Rasulullah ﷺ had said, when trust is misappropriated, then await the hour, the day of Qiyamah. And this Nabi ﷺ was questioned, how will trust be misappropriated? He replied, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, when important matters will be handed over to unworthy people and they will make incorrect decisions, then await the hour, the day of Qiyamah, mentioned in Bukhari. Well, I am an ordinary student. Man tawaza'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles themselves for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate it. We don't aspire for position in an organization that must make you Amir or Chairman or President or whatever. Because whatever position you hold, remember as a Muslim have the fear of Allah, on the day of Qiyamah we have to answer how we exercise our authority and our position. So rather the responsibility be on somebody else. But at the same time, the people around, for example, the responsible brothers of a masjid or a madrasa, look for an imam who promotes the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For all the Muslim males to have a sunnah, one fistlet beard, is a command of the Sharia. And if you being the imam of a masjid or huffaz for Taraweeh, for 20 rakats of Taraweeh, then the huffaz and the imam, they are holding an important position where there'll be musallis reading salah behind them. And their sunnah dressing and appearance will be an example for the congregation. And according to all four mazhabs, the Hanafi mazhab, Shafi mazhab, Hanbali and Maliki mazhab, for the imam to have a sunnah, one fistlet beard, is extremely important and promote the beautiful sunnah. And we know the oppression the non-Muslims are causing to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Syria and other parts of the world. Then let's boycott the dressing and the lifestyle of the non-Muslims. And let us promote the kurta and the topi, especially when we are coming for a Faraz Salah. Taraweeh, we'll be reading 20 rakats of Taraweeh. On the day of Eid, where Muslims get together. On the day of Jum'ah, when Muslims get together. Let's promote the kurta, topi, and the beard. And we wear a loose-fitting ijar. Many people, they wear the kurta with a loose-fitting cotton ijar is sewn by the tailors, and then to make ruku sajda become so easy and so comfortable, especially when you're doing 20 rakats of Taraweeh. On the other hand, if a person wears a tight-fitting jeans, and then when you're going for ruku or sajdas, and sometimes they got a skipper, the back part open. So if your satr opens for more than 3 subhanallah, your namaz is broken. So wear such clothing where your namaz is comfortable, where you is a dignity for a Muslim to wear a topi and a kurta. Allah make it easy. Second is that any Islamic school or madrasa or organization, I don't speak about politics, I'm not a politician, nothing is in our control. But within our circles, we are linked to some organization or linked to some effort of deen. The sincerity of intention must be good. And there's one famous saying, La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. We don't obey the creation when the creator, Allah Ta'ala, is disobeyed. So sometimes somebody is put in a place of position, but sometimes maybe they end up with wrong friends and peer pressure. The friends make them do something maybe against the teaching of the Quran and Sunnah. Then the people around us, around them will say, this person cannot be a principal of an Islamic school. Example, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, zina, music, gambling. These are all major sins which is mentioned in the Quran. And somebody said, no, it's nothing wrong. They are teenagers. Let them enjoy themselves. And if you are the principal of an Islamic school, and if you are in place of position, you can't make that statement. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to ask you, not how many students graduated with A's in English, maths, and accounting, and whatever other subjects. Allah is going to ask you, you used your influence that every student must be reading the 5-time Farz Salah. Did you use your influence that everybody must abstain from sin? And there must be basic distinguishing factor between a Muslim professional and a non-Muslim professional. If a Muslim doctor will read namaz, dress Islamically, can respect the patients, etc. May Allah give us tawfiq. Even a Muslim accountant, a non-Muslim accountant, engineer, civil engineers, we can't use our skills to build a casino, to build a nightclub, or build some haram things. May Allah protect us. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Assist one another in good and not assist one another in sins. Whatever good was spoken of Allah Ta'ala, if I spoke anything wrong from nafs and shaitan, and ulama friends are most welcome to rectify my mistakes. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahu bihamdika, ashadu ala ilaha anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.